Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, the Orange Business Chamber are pressing ahead with a set date for the Business Chamber Awards, and the finalists were announced earlier this month. And joining us online, it is the President of the Orange Business Chamber, Jack Evans. Good morning to you, Jack.
Hey, Yuli, how are you going?
Going extremely well. Mate, this event hasn't happened for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I think it's been like a year and a half since we've had our annual business award, so it's good to finally bring this good community event back, especially in a time that is particularly tough for businesses, or the last 2 years have been anyway.
Okay, now let me go through the way this has come to shape up with the finalists. I guess businesses and individuals and customers nominated them, these businesses?
Yeah, so we started with a round of public nominations. It went from, I think, late May through to the following month. From there, we had an independent panel look at the public nominations and select three finalists for each category that are now aligned with the New South Wales Chamber categories. So now, due to capacity and also just to make it a bit more of an exclusive event, the three finalists from each category will be eligible to attend the gala night in August.
Okay, all right. And look, a real range of different things: outstanding employee, young business leader, outstanding business leader, community groups, there's excellence in innovation. These are just but some of the categories that will be up for grabs on the night.
Yeah, that's right. And it goes well to celebrate the individuals who are our business leaders in the community, and then particularly those businesses that are outstanding in their particular industry. And like I said to the finalists on the night they were announced, to even just be a finalist in a time like this is an outstanding achievement in itself.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, it is. It's been tough times for our local businesses, and you know, I've been banging on about supporting them, and they've had to adapt and change, and it's all about getting an online presence. It's also all about surviving these interesting times.
Yeah, that's right, and it's been known for the last couple of years that you really, to be competitive now, you've got to have some form of presence in the online space, whether it's a Facebook page or a basic website with a contact page. But for those that are able, they're able to get an e-commerce site up for either retail or hospitality, and the professional services can get those contact pages with booking capabilities to still work from home.
Yeah, absolutely right. So once again, the big gala night's at the ballroom at the Hotel Kinobolas, I believe?
Yeah, on the 20th of August up in the Grand Ballroom of the Kinobolas. At this stage, we're still going ahead with it. We've been able to reduce capacity to have a bit of a buffer so that if we get shut down altogether completely, or all the restrictions easing up, so that we can still go ahead with at least the minimal capacity, then it's still doable. I'd just like to thank our sponsors, without whom this night would not be possible. We have Peak Connect as our major sponsor, Newcrest Cadia Valley Operations as our minor sponsor, as well as Colton Computers. We also have Central West BizHQ, Orange Services Club, Orange City Council, Inland Digital, and Orange 360. Thanks so much to our sponsors.
Yep. All right. Once again, the night is the 20th of August. The Orange Business Chamber are having their big grand gala night where the awards will be handed out for 2021. The president's with me, Jack Evans. Good to chat, mate. Take care.
Thanks, Gilly. Thanks for having me.